There are needs in our society where the only way to resolve them is by the actions of people like, well, you. For example, did you know there are over 600,000 people in New Jersey with Alzheimer's? And those people, their families, caregivers, rely on programs and education outlets to deal with what they're facing. Those programs and education outlets need proper funding to meet their demand. That's where you come in. Now, you might question how much of a difference you can make since you're only one person, but the solutions come about when one person joins another and another and another. You get the idea. An example of this team effort are the upcoming fundraiser walks. My next guest is here to detail. He is the president and CEO of Alzheimer's New Jersey, Ken Zaintz. How are you today, Ken?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
Good to have you back here to talk about this and to learn more about what we are about to talk about. You can visit the website for Alzheimer's New Jersey, alznj.org. And, of course, we're talking about the fundraising walks you have coming up. And they are, I'll run down real fast just for your ear's sake, but you can, again, go and register over at their website. The first one is September 22nd. That's the Point Pleasant Beach. Then on September 30th at the College of St. Elizabeth. Princeton is October 7th, Liberty State Park in Jersey City on the 13th of October, and then Paramus on Sunday, October 28th. Again, you'll learn more, and more importantly, become part of these walks at alznj.org. Talk about what the walk experience is like. What happened? I mean, other than the obvious, people are moving one foot in front of the other, but what, talk about what the day is like.
Well, the events are really, you know, they're really fun. I mean, it's a coming together of the entire community to support what is really an important issue for people in New Jersey, and that's, you know, support and assistance for people with Alzheimer's disease and their families. So, register. You know, we start off with registration. In the morning, people can continue to, fundraise on our website right up until, you know, the morning of the walk, and then they can continue and register right there in person at each of the walks. There's food, entertainment, including music. We usually have spokespeople from the community and door prizes. So it's just, it's really a wonderful way for the community to come together and support a very important cause for not for people in New Jersey and of course, for our entire country. The events are really high energy, they're fun. Each of the walks has a little bit of a different personality depending on, the location. So for example, Point Pleasant is the boardwalk, and there's opportunity after the walk is over to stay and visit the town, the rides on the boardwalk and the games and other vendors. Liberty State Park has the background of the historic background of the Statue of Liberty. So these are all wonderful events even though they all give a similar experience. They're also different based on the background and the personality, if you will, of the location.
And by the way, you're not limited to one walk. You can do, if you want to do the whole run, you're certainly welcome to do that if you want to.
Absolutely.
And also, too, it's important to mention that 100% of the money raised from all these walks support New Jersey individuals and their families dealing with Alzheimer's. So the money you raise stays in the state. There's no question about that. We're not going to mention names. Other organizations sort of like to play little clandestine money situations. But what you raise in New Jersey is going to stay in New Jersey with Alzheimer's, NJ, with 600,000. I guess, too, with just what my knowledge is of demographics, the fact that the older population, we're all aging, and there's a large group of people hitting the age where Alzheimer's becomes an above average concern and risk. So that 600,000 number is not going to go down before it goes up.
Well, that's true. I mean, New Jersey especially has a growing population over the age of 65. I think over it's around 15%, I think, of the total population that is now over the age of 65. We know that nationally, about 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, almost every day. And so because not that Alzheimer's disease is a normal part of the aging process, because it isn't, but because age is the greatest risk factor for developing the disease, then you can see for New Jersey especially how exactly what you said, our aging population is certainly a contributing factor to the increase in people in our state who not only have the disease, but then the impact on those caregivers who are part of that 600,000 number that you know, that are impacted by the disease as well. And it could be immediate family or extended family, adult children, grandchildren. Everyone really gets impacted by, you know, by this disease.
Which makes your participation in the upcoming Walks for Alzheimer's New Jersey that much more important for the programs it'll provide those who are currently dealing with and those who will one day have to deal with Alzheimer's disease. We're talking with Ken Zanes, who's the president and CEO of Alzheimer's New Jersey. ALZNJ.org is their website. They have their fundraising walks coming up on September 22nd at Point Pleasant Beach, the 30th of September at the College of St. Elizabeth, October 7th, Princeton, October 13th at Jersey City, Liberty State Park, and then on October 28th in Paramus. Again, the registration, all the information that you need to become part of these walks, ALZNJ.org. And as I mentioned, Ken, these do fund the important programs, everything from helplines to education to support groups. These are really the lifelines for people and their families and their caregivers who are dealing with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Chris, you mentioned, you know, when you were introducing me that, you know, that this is really an opportunity for one individual to make a difference. I mean, I believe in that completely. You know, sometimes we think, oh, you know, what difference can I really make? But, you know, but supporting, you know, our organization, other nonprofit organizations, certainly in New Jersey, is really the opportunity you have to really make a difference. I mean, the dollars that are raised for, you know, for the Walk to Fight Alzheimer's events, they support programs and services for people in New Jersey, like our respite care and wellness program, our community education programs. I mean, we're putting your charitable dollars to work, you know, right here in our own state to benefit people in New Jersey and their families. So exactly what you said, this is really an opportunity to stand up, call attention to a really important cause for not only people who are immediately affected, but honestly for our entire state in terms of the impact that it has for our healthcare system and for our entire economy, and to really make a difference for, you know, where you still have the opportunity to do that.
It's also a fact of life, too, that even if Alzheimer's is not a part of your life or your friends or family, by participating in any of the walks coming up for Alzheimer's New Jersey, you're ensuring that programs and clinical trials, all the aspects, the helpline, everything that Alzheimer's New Jersey offers will be there in case Alzheimer's invades someone near and dear to you. Let me run down real fast, and again, go to ALZNJ.org to register and find out more. But it's the Point Pleasant Beach Walk, Saturday, September 22nd. College of St. Elizabeth on Sunday, September 30th. Princeton, Sunday, October 7th. Liberty State Park in Jersey City on Saturday, October 13th. And then Paramus on Sunday, October 28th. More information and the ways to register, become a part of these important walks, and become a part of this group effort and team effort to ensure that the programs, everything that the services that Alzheimer's New Jersey offers, will indeed be properly funded and strong as they need to be and supportive as they need to be, can be found at the website ALZNJ.org. We've been talking with the president and CEO of Alzheimer's New Jersey, Ken Zanes. Ken, best of luck with the walks coming up this year. Best of success for everything that you're doing and needing to support. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.